happy talk, keep talking happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do.
Welcome all to the Sharon Hour on Lagunas KX935. I'm Sharon James, and my show tonight is about songs that were written for someone or about someone. I think we'd all love a song to be written about us, but it doesn't happen to all of us. And sometimes those songs aren't complimentary, so thank goodness it's not out there for the world to judge. But it's always interesting to know about the impetus or foundation for a song, especially if we know a little bit about the relationship that went with it. In the days that I was hanging out with Paul McCartney, he was dating Jane Asher, the daughter of a prominent doctor in London and the sister of Peter Asher. Peter, of course, was half of the singing duo Peter and Gordon from my era, the 60s, and he's since become a prominent music manager. Anyway, Paul wrote a few songs that were attributed to his relationship with Jane. This one that I'm about to play you, at the height of their relationship in 1964.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
To the Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935. Tonight, my topic is songs written for and about someone. That was a song Paul McCartney wrote about Jane Asher at the height of their relationship the following year, by which time his and their life together had become increasingly complicated by the enormous and global fame of the Beatles. He wrote this for her.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
You're tuned to The Sharon Hour and me, Sharon James, on Laguna's one and only listener-supported, member-supported public FM radio station, KX935. Tonight, my show, usually a chat show, is a combination of music and factoids, urban legend, and an article in Parade magazine have it that the songs I'm playing were written intentionally with specific living, breathing people in mind, whether for them or about them or about the songwriter's relationship with them. Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover talks about the different ways of ditching a relationship, and it might be inappropriate to suggest that this was about ditching his marriage at the time, but he did divorce his first wife in the mid-70s, and this song became a number one hit in 1976. His sole solo number one hit, as it turns out, after years of chart-topping with Art Garfunkel as Simon and Garfunkel. This was his venture into going it alone. Of course, it's not absolutely clear whether the she he's talking about in the song is the wife at the time, Peggy Harper, or the potential other Mrs. Simon to come. There were three of them, the actress and daughter of Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher, being one of them.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. or you hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, check, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy, you just listen to me. Hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free.
Was Paul Simon going it alone? Songs by famous people about other living people in their lives is the topic of my Sharon Hour tonight. That's with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's KX93.5. This next song, surprisingly, was not what you would have thought it to be. It was also a song about going it alone, written by Dolly Parton, about walking away from her regular gig on country star Porter Wagoner's TV show. The very moving song, I Will Always Love You, made popular by Whitney Houston in the film The Bodyguard, was Dolly Parton's gracious way of saying, thank you, but goodbye, I'm off on my own, but you'll always have my appreciation, loyalty, and love.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
That would mitigate the pain, right? It's interesting, isn't it, knowing what's behind a song? That's basically the topic of my Share Now tonight. It's with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935. Tonight I'm featuring songs written by famous people for, by and large, other famous people. And the fact is that even the most revered and celebrated of us don't always get to sail smoothly through life, but get rejected and stood up like the rest of us. Car on a Hill, apparently, was Joni Mitchell's reaction to being stood up by Jackson Brown.
I've been sitting waiting for my sugar to show. I've been listening to the sirens and the radio. Said it only 3 hours ago. I've been waiting for his car on the hill. He makes friends easy, he's not like me. I watch for judgment anxiously. Now we're in the city, and that boy be waiting for a car.
You're tuned to The Share Now with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935. My topic tonight, songs written by famous people for or about other sometimes famous, sometimes not so famous people in their lives. You just heard Joni Mitchell's song about being stood up by Jackson Brown. This next song of hers I'm going to play you is apparently about Bob Dylan not being communicative enough for her.
There was a moon and a street lamp. I didn't know I drank such a lot till I pissed a tequila and a corner the full length of the parking lot. Oh, I talked too loose. Again, I talked too open and free. I paid I dress for my open talking like you do for your silent mystery. Come and talk to me. Please talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me, Mr. Mystery. We could talk about Martha. We could talk about landscapes. I'm not above gossip, but I'll sit on a secret where honor is at stake. Or we could talk about power, about Jesus and Hitler and Howard Hughes, or Charlie Chaplin's movies, or Bergman's Nordic blues. Please just talk to me. Any old thing you choose, just come and talk to me. Mr. Mystery, talk to me. Like a fool, I'd listen. You could talk like a sage. Anyway, the best of my mind all goes down on the strings and the page. That mind picks up all these pictures, still gets my feet up to dance, even though it's covered with keloids from the slings and arrows of outrageous romance. I stole that from Willie the Shake, you know, either a borrower or a lender bee. Romeo, Romeo, talk to me. Is your silence that golden? Are you comfortable in it? Is it the key to your freedom, or is it the bars on the prison? Are you gagged by your ribbons? Are you really exclusive or just miserly? You spend every sentence as if it was marked currency. Come and spend some on me. Shut me up and talk to me. I'm always talking. Chicken squawking. Please talk to me.
You are listening to The Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935. My topic tonight is songs written for or about someone. And that was a song that Joni Mitchell wrote, apparently about Bob Dylan's lack of communicativeness towards her. Still, it seems he was communicative enough for a different girlfriend, one Suze Rotola, with whom he's seen snuggling on his album cover for the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. But the next year, things seemed to be unraveling between them, and that's when he wrote this song about their diverging paths. In his memoir, he called Suze, quote, "the most erotic thing I'd ever seen."
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. From the ledge, babe, go lightly on the ground. the one you want, babe, I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Back into the night, babe. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up every time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come every time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
You're tuned to The Sharer Now with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's KX935. Tonight, I'm playing you songs that were written for someone or directly relate to someone. This Madonna song was a hit in 1986 and is thought to be a paean to her recent marriage to Sean Penn in terms of its giddy high.
You
You're tuned to the Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935, featuring today songs that were written by famous people about people in their lives. There are always a lot of rumors about who a song was written about. You're So Vain was written by Carly Simon, either about Warren Beatty or about Mick Jagger, and I'm going to get to the root of that later in this show. But this song was specifically written for Prudence Farrow, who was the sister of the more famous Mia Farrow, who married both the conductor André Previn and Frank Sinatra in her day, and then, of course, more infamously, Woody Allen. John Lennon wrote the song when they were all into the Indian stuff when they were at the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's retreat in the late 60s. And Prudence was off in her room and never around with the rest of them. Prudence herself says, the rumor was that I'd lost my mind or I was a heroin addict or something. She said, but it was literally me in my room trying to see where meditation would take me. Tune to the Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Lagunas KX935. My show tonight is about songs written by famous people, often for other famous people, although we may not always know it. This next song was written in the late 50s by the then highly celebrated, as you'll be able to tell by the screaming fans in the background, Neil Sedaka. It was about a girl he dated in high school called Carol Klein. She later changed her name to Carol King. Sharon now with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's KX 93.5. My topic tonight is songs written by singer-songwriters that we know for or about people that we may know but aren't sure it's about them. Parade magazine, from whose article I'm quoting, claims they do know who the songs were written for. Carly Simon's Anticipation was written about anticipating the date she was about to have with her crush, Cat Stevens. She'd invited him to her apartment for dinner and was anxiously awaiting him, but he never showed. Her song Anticipation was written wryly in a Cat Stevens style.
We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway. If I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day, anticipation. Around.
You are tuned to The Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's one and only KX93.5. Tonight, my topic is songs that famous people wrote about, usually other famous people that they were involved with in some way. If Carly Simon wrote Anticipation while waiting for a date with Cat Stevens, she wrote You're So Vain, post-dating either Warren Beatty or Mick Jagger, reputedly, about one or either or both of them, or others. And of course, Taylor Swift is known to write about her current squeeze. So it was rather wonderful when these two decided to record the song together in concert.
I think tonight is one of the most special nights of the tour because I'm sitting here with Carly Simon and we're gonna sing You're So Vain tonight and I'm so excited.
It's rather thrilling. It is.
You know, once we get out there and we have 55,000 people in a sing-along, it's just gonna be like karaoke night in the stadium.
Yeah, that's
for everyone out there.
So much what I'm looking forward to.
Every girl out there will be thinking of someone when we're singing.
Yeah, I think so.
You're so vain.
You're so
vain. I bet you think the song is about you. Don't you? Don't you?
When I heard You're So Vain, I just thought that is the best song that has ever been written. That is the most direct way anyone has ever addressed a breakup. It's amazing.
It's a song that really sort of developed that style of mine. And very, a lot of it was not knowing that I was developing that style, because a lot of things happen by accident, don't you feel?
Yeah, especially with songwriting.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for one of your own, Carly Simon!
It was just so wonderful that I just want to do it again. She was so great, and she really led me through my own song. She was just so loving of the whole thing, and we loved each other, and we moved together and apart. It was dramatic. It was great.
Who is You're So Vain written about?
But I've already told you, and I've told you never to tell. So you know.
I was just thinking maybe she might tell you, but I do know now.
Oh, no fair. However, in an article in the LA Times a few years ago, she did actually confess that Warren Beatty was one of the men she wrote the song about. There were two others, though, and the names of those men she hasn't divulged. She did apparently find Beatty irresistible, so much so that she would tell stories about him to her therapist. But after one wonderful evening she was talking about that she'd spent with Beatty, her shrink looked stunned. "You're not the first patient of the day who spent the night with Warren Beatty last night," the therapist revealed. Such is life amongst the rich and famous. You're tuned to The Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on Laguna's KX935. My topic tonight is songs written by famous people for or about other famous people in the main. We don't know who the other famous people that You're So Vain was written about, but Carly Simon did have a rather rich sex life involving a lot of famous people. She was a product of the 60s and sexual liberation. But in her memoir, she confesses that she didn't ever feel quite attractive enough to have sex. And any time she slept with a man, she felt she was merely a notch in their belt. Nevertheless, her own romantic escapades included quite a roster of famous people, one or two that were a little bit much even for her. According to an article in the LA Times, she first spotted the dashing Sean Connery, aka James Bond, while on a boat travelling back to New York from London, and she and her sister Lucy thought he was worth pursuing. So Carly wrote him a note and had it sent to Connery in the presidential suite. As she remembered, the note went something like this. "Dear Mr. Connery, my name is Carly Simon, and my sister's name is Lucy. We're not your ordinary fans, in inverted commas. We're travelling from London, where we were singing at the rehearsal room. We're both educated college girls, and our father was Richard Simon, who founded Simon & Schuster, the firm that published The Ginger Man by J.P. Donlevy. We understand that you are going to New York to do a Broadway production of the play based on that book. Would you come over to our very cosy little room and have a cup of tea or a pre-prandial cocktail?" Quarter of an hour later, the phone rang, and it was Connery. He was in the middle of a massage. He said he'd be down in 20 minutes. Over the remaining days of the trip, Connery squired Carly and Lucy about the boat, until one night, after she caught him gazing at her sister's long legs, he proposed the three dance together and, quote, make the most of this night. You're so beautiful, he kept saying. You're so funny. Come here, you adorable college girls. Anyway, Carly says that the sisters declined the suggestion of a Simon Sisters sandwich, and Connery took it fine. He was extremely polite and not remotely aggressive, Simon wrote. As for Mick Jagger, one of the alleged other protagonists of her song, You're So Vain, she said, naturally she flirted with him. I mean, who wouldn't? If a woman didn't flirt with Mick, it could only mean she had a cold sore or she'd been brushed off by him already. She doesn't actually say whether she and Jagger actually acted on this sexual attraction, but it was apparently so noticeable by Jagger's wife at the time, Bianca, that she tried to break up Carly and James Taylor, who weren't yet married, but were about to get married. Carly says Bianca called James Taylor and said he shouldn't marry Carly because she and Mick Jagger were having an affair. Carly said, James said, I'm sure that's not true. Carly has told me about it and it's not what you think. I trust my wife to be. But Carly's flirtation with Mick Jagger did continue for many years, and he'd occasionally send flowers to her hotel room while she was touring, signing the notes under pseudonyms. Carly said any decent female in a Jane Austen novel would have told him to stop. She said, I wasn't really sure enough of myself to disengage from him completely. Jack Nicholson could be a contender for the song You're So Vain. Carly did admit to sleeping with him. She said she was surprised to wake up and find him in bed making a series of business calls. His phone voice, she says, and his entire persona was supremely assured, but she couldn't help but think he was trying to impress her with the caliber of the people he was calling, given the nicknames he kept tossing out for these famous people. He did admit that he was seeing another woman beside Carly, and he was developing serious feelings for that woman. Carly said, well, I really like seeing you, and I'm glad you told me before I invited you to my wedding, in which you were my groom.
Son of a gun.
He walked in to the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf.
You are listening to The Sharon Hour with me, Sharon James, on the Gunas one and only listener-supported, member-supported public FM radio station, KX93.5. The station brings you chat shows, music shows, interviews, emergency alerts, along with lots of events and competitions that you can find on our website, kx935.com. My show, The Sharon Hour, is usually more of a talk show than a music show, but tonight my topic is songs that were written specifically for someone, by a famous person, often for another famous or infamous person, and or the woman or man currently in their lives. Carly Simon's song, You're So Vain, may have been written for us to guess at to whom it was directed, but we know for sure that Elton John wrote this song for tennis champ Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King was on the Philadelphia Freedoms team, and you can almost hear the tennis ball winging its way across the net. The lyrics are by his writing partner Bernie Taupin at Elton John's request.
Times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done. 'Cause I live and breathe this Philadelphia freedom. From the day that I was born, I waved the flag. Philadelphia freedom took me knee high to a man. Yeah, give me a piece of
concludes The Sharon Hour for tonight. That's for me, Sharon James, on KX935. Do check out our website, kx935.com, for a fabulous competition we have and some events coming up. If you want to hear this show again, you can do so on iTunes or go to kx935.com/shows/the-sharon-hour. That's sharing without the G, hour with the H. And please do come back and listen to the Sharon Hour again every Monday night at 9 p.m. This is Sharon James wishing you a great week ahead.